We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And today we're going to talk about a topic, Barb, that gets my blood pressure up a little bit. It's called the 9-to-5 marriage. And we're doing a culture check today, and we're challenging you as a listener, especially if you're a listener that is standing tall for biblical marriage and godly marriages. And we're going to unpack something called the 9-to-5 marriage that will help all of us reevaluate some behaviors that we're seeing that are becoming prevalent in the culture. But you know what? It's got no place in a godly marriage.
Gary, the culture says that you can have a work spouse, an office wife, an office spouse, and it's so prevalent that these couple relationships that are going on at the office, that even the Wall Street Journal recently covered the topic as if it was as much as a part of the corporate culture as conference calls and performance reviews. This is something that we really need to address. If you are experiencing a 9-to-5 marriage, maybe at the office, you feel like you have an office wife or somebody that you are...
Or an office husband.
Or connecting to.
Yeah.
Well, then let's kind of reconfigure this, because towards the end of the program, let's talk about a 24/7 marriage that we want to coach you up to.
Yeah, that's a good insight, Barb. Vault.com did a survey, and they reported that a third of the respondents... were part of a platonic office couple. Now, what does that mean?
Third.
It means that one out of every three people that filled out the survey said that they themselves, not they knew somebody or they'd heard of it or read about it, but they themselves have a office spouse. That means somebody they're confiding in, somebody that they're sharing emotions with, somebody that they're going places that God does not design or desire for us to go when we're in something called a covenant marriage. Now, there was some research done by Gallup, and those researchers concluded that work spouses increase productivity and heighten morale. This is interesting. The researchers did say that the relationship must be platonic to give these benefits and that there's risk for emotional and physical affairs. But get this. Researchers say employers should take that risk. Listen to this. Tom Rath, global practice leader for the workplace with the Gallup organization, said, quote, "There's always a potential that people will get too close in the workplace, that things will get romantic and go awry. But our research would indicate potential risks don't outweigh the benefits of having a work friend or a work spouse." And I say baloney. And I want to say more than that, Barb. The message that we're sending, it is absolutely amazing how when we want to rationalize something, we drift into places and we start to logically rationalize it. We support it in our interaction with other people. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves further than we want to go and staying longer than we want to stay. And what we need to do is to correct it, put up the appropriate boundaries. And Barb, you said it very well. Not have a 9-to-5 marriage with somebody platonically at the office, but have a 24/7 marriage where your spouse, who is working in another place or home raising the kids or off in Afghanistan, where they are feeling safe and secure that their marriage is being boundaried.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit because, you know, here is a corporation or Gallup organization that says that there are benefits, that there's higher office morale to get the work done. But is it worth it to your marriage? Absolutely not. When you think about the starstruck look that perhaps a couple working together is supposed to have a platonic relationship, but there's that starstruck chemistry in their eyes. And it's simply that look that says, "I find you interesting." And Gary, that's often how an emotional affair simply starts, with a friend of the opposite sex. Maybe somebody at work, somebody at church, a neighbor, or even one of your kids' teachers or coaches. I mean, it makes that little flutter in your stomach. You know, when you start covering conversations where you're more open, more attaching, more emotional, beware, because you can be starting something that is at risk in your marriage.
Well, Barb, we're going to look at four different steps, and we write about this in the Great Marriage Q&A book, one of our resources, that shows the erosion of the security of a relationship. And it starts with an emotional affair that can start with a look that simply says, "I find you interesting." You see, we've already compromised. So we put down the self-protection, the guarding of the heart, the guarding of the marriage. And it starts with a friend of the opposite sex. And again, it's somebody at church, work, neighbor, like you said, at a football game or a basketball game. But when we do that, it's as if that other person is beginning to gain access into parts of ourself and parts of our marriage that is violating the condition of the guardian of the marriage.
Gary, the second step occurs when there's that openness, the vulnerability, the chemistry to develop more, and that friendship can turn into romance. As a wife or as a husband, is your spouse over-texting to other people at the office? Is there chemistry going on? Is it a weekend when they really don't need to be texting, but there is texting or there's a lot of calls going on? You go out of your way to see each other. Maybe you have private lunches together. And yet, you really need to examine yourself and ask yourself, is there too much going on here? Another question to ask yourself is, does this other person, is their spouse giving them this chemistry, this attention, this connection? Mm-hmm. If not, beware, because there may be an attachment outside their marriage to you instead of to their own spouse.
Well, Barb, and that's where when you go from step two to step three, it's like a teeter-totter that just begins to shift. And that's where the emotional connection growing with this office spouse, as that's increasing, the connection in your marriage begins to decrease. So you share more of your frustrations and triumphs with this other person than you do with your spouse. And so arguments are beginning to arise. Conflicts are arising in your marriage. You're pulling away from your spouse. You're consistently turning to this friend, this coworker, this gal in the choir or at the football game when you're watching your kids. And you get your companionship and your support in that relationship. And then you begin to buy the lie that you no longer feel love for your spouse, and the attention begins to grow for the other person.
Well, there will always be times of temptation in your marriage, you know, outside your marriage, mm-hmm. and needing to guard your own heart. But when you are placed in an environment where the culture says, go ahead, I mean, it might be during a private luncheon that, you know, you take steps that you would never take to step outside of your boundary, the boundaries of your marriage. So what can happen is you go beyond an emotional attachment to a sexual encounter and a full-blown affair.
And that's step four.
And that's absolutely the result of not guarding your heart, going back to that star-struck look.
You know, Barb, and I've seen this so often in counseling. I mean, I cannot tell you the number of times that a man or a woman looks me in the eye and says, nothing's happening. And because we delude ourselves as we're moving from that emotional to the physical. And this may, and stick with me on this, but when it moves from the intensity of that step three to step four where it becomes physical, it's logical. It makes sense. It's not a huge leap. Now, it's a huge leap from one to four, but when you go from three to four, it's the next logical step. And that's when people feel absolutely captured by their sin. They're not captivated by the wife of their youth. They're captured by their sin. And that's where a marriage many times is taken out as this office spouse becomes more. Now, here's what we're coaching you on today as we look at a takeaway on this deal. Number one, we're challenging the cultural research. We're challenging the efficacy of having an office spouse that helps with productivity. We're challenging that. We're calling that out and saying that that doesn't have any place for a healthy marriage. Now, does it mean you can't be friends? Of course not. Does it mean you're not a good team player? No, of course you are. Does it mean you don't encourage other people and get support and work together? No, those things are all appropriate. However, every guy knows in his gut and in his heart when he does a gut check and spiritually he submits to the work of the Holy Spirit, whether or not he is violating that boundary. And every woman knows it as well, Barb. And a lot of guys will do it because ultimately they're trying to get a physical thing going. A lot of women will do it because they're not getting the emotional connection at work or at home, so they'll seek it from somebody else. What's the antidote? Guard your heart, guard your marriage, boundary. We're not saying be rude and be, you know, dishonoring of other people. Of course you are. You're engaging them in relationship, but you're checking physical touch. You're keeping your conversations honest. You're imagining that your spouse can be right in the room with you 24/7, hear everything, watch everything, and smell everything. And if it's appropriate, it's okay. If it's not appropriate, it's out of bounds. And that's what we're coaching you up on today as we challenge the 24/7 marriage instead of the 9-to-5 spouse. We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg. We'd love to have you go to AmericasFamilyCoaches.com. Give us your feedback and what do you think?